The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Thursday Night Destruction, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Two and a Half Wrestlers, The Midnight Jury, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Pro Wrestling 101, Apex Radio, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
This is Unbreakable Michael Elgin, and keep listening to Apex Radio for the best interviews with pro wrestlers.
That is true. A new day is dawning right here on the Apex Radio Show.
The most electrifying
podcast
in sports entertainment today.
We got another great show for you again this week, folks. Thanks for tuning in. As always, I am your humble host, the Stickman. And this week, we're going to be talking to the Mecha Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Pain the Hellraiser. We're going to find out his side of what's been going on with this new faction, the Insignia. And we're also going to ask him about what he thinks the outcome is going to be of the other matches that are going on this Saturday, May 2nd, in Cornwall at the Agora Center. He's going to be taking on Rhino from WWE, NXT, TNA, ROH, MOUSEE, and everywhere else in town. So buckle up, because with Pain, you know, it's always going to be a bumpy ride. And let's check out what he had to say. Pain the Hellraiser, everybody.
And now, on to our story.
Yes, on to our story.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Let's go!
Let's go!
DJ Khaled! Hey! Yes. Yeah!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
I won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere, but they saying loot is back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Ludiak. Hey. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. Whoa. My verses still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Ah. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Yeah. Cause all I do, all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Whoa. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step.
Hey everybody, Stickman here, and I have the privilege of once again being joined by the Mecca Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion and newly minted member of the Insignia, Payne. Payne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Stickman.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Now, I want to, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And, you know, no mincing around. Let's get to the meat of why you're here. May 2nd, House of Pain, Mecca Pro Wrestling in Cornwall. You have some new friends that we met last time known as the Insignia. And Mr. You folks, the Insignia, and Mr. Pat Paquette, the owner and CEO of Mecca Pro Wrestling, have butted heads so far. And, of course, I had the chance to talk with him last week, and he brought up some very very interesting points. And if you're up for it, I'd like to run them down with you one by one and get your thoughts.
I have no problem starting trouble. You know that, and Pat Paquette knows that. So, yeah, let's do this.
Absolutely. Well, you might as well start at the top. Your Mecca Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship is going to be on the line against WWE, ECW, TNA superstar Rhino. Now, as Mr. Paquette mentioned, he says that setting up this match with an animal like Rhino, that there's nothing personal involved, that it's just business, and he thinks the two of you going together head-to-head will be a fantastic match for the fans, and that he has full confidence in you, his champion. What do you say to that?
Full confidence. Pat Paquette, for one, has done nothing since he took over to get in my way and try to take back what he calls the reins of Mecca Pro Wrestling. Since day one, you know, let's give these fans a little history. Since day one, I showed up, and at the time, there was another so-called owner, and he told me my first show back in Mecca Pro that I need to play by the rules. And I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I'm the boss. Well, I come out and tell every single Mecca Pro fan and management and all the boys in the back that this is the House of Pain since day one. And all of a sudden, because Pat Paquette or whatever his name is has a big bank account, he's got this, let's call it a hard-on, to control people inside the squared circle. I've been doing this 13 years, and never in my life have I done what other people want. I've always demanded the best. I've always went out and proved that I'm the best. And he wants to bring in the man beast Rhino. Nothing but respect is what you're going to get from me. As far as it pertains to Rhino, he's been everywhere. He's done everything. He's been a champion in every single wrestling company that he's wrestled for. But he's never, never taken on a guy like me. And May 2nd, I've been training hard. I've been getting in shape. I've been, well, I'm an open book. I took a full-size Chevy pickup truck to the face a couple weeks ago and walked away from it. So what do you think the man-beast Rhino can do to hurt me? Some people call it a Superman complex. I call it being pain. And in 13 years, I've never backed down from a challenge. I've wrestled the best, and Rhino's one of the best. And if he wouldn't have been brought in by Pat Barquette, I would have demanded it. Because it's a respect issue for me. It's all about who I can beat. I've never backed down from a challenge Mecha Pro. I've never backed down from a challenge anywhere else. And I'm not going to do it now.
Wow, that certainly says it all right there. one more to be said on the subject.
There is one thing. Your winner and still Mecha Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Payne the Hellraiser.
Well, there you have it. Of course, in all fairness, that not that I don't believe in you, but in all fairness, that does remain to be seen on May the 2nd. We do want people to get the tickets to go see that show. So I have to ask you, my next question that I have to ask you, notice how quickly I'm changing the subject here, the insignia. These fine folks that made their appearance and made their allegiance with you on the last show, MPW Takeover, during your match, you know, at the end of the show, how did the forming of the insignia come about?
Well, like I said, Stickman, this goes way back. This goes way back from day one that I stepped back into Mecha Pro, and a lot of people think that the former owner of Mecha Pro approached me to come back. Well, the thing is Randy Barry, he's the one that made the phone call. He's the one that knew Cornwall needed a kick to the ass when it came to professional wrestling. Cornwall needed a little pain. So don't think this is something that just happened at the last Mecha Pro show. This is something that's been in the works for years. My first Canadian debut was because of Randy Barry. He saw something in me way back then and said, I need this guy in Canada. And what it comes down to is owners are owners. Like I said before, they want to control everything. They want to keep people down who they don't like, you know, and this business is a lot of clicks. And no pun intended to Shawn Michaels and, you know, Kevin Nash and
right.
the bad guy. But that's the way this business is. So when a guy like Randy Barry, who is one of the top talents in all of Canada, gets frustrated, things start to happen. He starts to surround himself with people that are being held down, people that are being screwed out of title shots, people that have a future in this business, and because of the owners of the companies they wrestle for are being held down. So after long talks, the right thing to do is sometimes you got to punch life in the mouth. When you're getting beat down and held down, sometimes you got to fight back. And just because people don't like Randy Barry or Payne the Hellraiser or Shock and Steel or Brett McLeod doesn't mean that it's the wrong decision. Sometimes there's a lot more behind the scenes of this business that nobody sees. And, you know, not to run your show for you, Stickman, but let's take Brett McLeod, for instance.
Sure.
This guy, I wrestled on shows with him for the last couple years. This guy has some of the best training in the business. This guy has one of the best characters in this business. And this guy was hungry from day one. He stepped into this business hungry, and he proved it every time he wrestled. And because he didn't have the right look, or he wasn't big enough, or he pissed somebody off in the front office, all of a sudden, he's getting gypped out of his pound-for-pound title shots. Is that fair to you, Stickman? Does that sound fair?
If, in fact, it is the way you say it is, then no, that wouldn't be fair.
You know, and a lot of people, like you said, will look at Randy Barry and say, oh, he's a jerk. He's egotistical. He's never been able to get along with anybody. You guys don't know Randy Barry. Pat Paquette does not know Randy Barry like Payne knows Randy Barry. And he's doing this business a service by putting the insignia together.
I see. Okay. And by the way, just to address your point that you made earlier about running my show, I've always said the show belongs to the guest, Payne, and that's why I think that's one of the reasons why you folks are always willing to come on and speak your mind, because it's your show. I might put it on, but it's your show, and you're free to say whatever is on your mind. And, you know, speaking of that, what about KL Shock and Ray Steele, the NPW Tag Team Champions? How do they fit into the insignia?
Again, you got two amazing, athletically gifted guys who have done nothing but try to prove themselves to anyone that will watch them work in this business. And time after time after time, it's, well, you know, they're not the main event. They're not main event caliber. We're not going to even think about putting them in the mid card. And these are two of the most, again, athletically gifted young men that have ever stepped foot inside a ring. There's no doubt in my mind that Shock, Steele, McLeod could step into the ring with me and on any given night take my Mecha Pro heavyweight title. So who better? Who better to align yourself with than the guys that you know can step up to that next level? Who better to have on your side than that? And Randy and myself, we believe in that.
Well, now that's what more can, I can't argue with that. I mean, every one of them is a phenomenal athlete, including yourself, of course. Speaking of Randy Barry, though, we know that he's been suspended from in-ring competition indefinitely. So what does that leave him, in your opinion, as being able to contribute to the insignia?
All I can say is, what kind of effect did the announcement of Joey Valentine against Quan Chang with Randy Barry in his corner hat? It got people talking. It got people wondering, because he is still a threat. His brain was built for this business. He makes things happen. And I'm not going to go into great detail, because I will say one thing. There is a master plan for May 2nd. And I'm not saying Randy is going to get physically involved, but we all know Randy Barry, and physical is what he does. But he's also got an amazing brain for this business. And I don't want to sit here and act like, you know, he's this horrible person sitting in the dark room coming up with all these crazy ideas to ruin Pat Paquette and Mecha Pro Wrestling, because it's the exact opposite. We want to take Mecha Pro to the next level, but it will be on our terms. So when you ask me what kind of effect Randy Barry will have, even though he's not inside the ring, let's just say, when you don't have to worry about taking a physical beating, you can really apply a mental beating to the whole company.
And as we know, Randy Barry is certainly good at that. Now, other members of the insignia getting involved in matches May 2nd, Brett McLeod is going to be taking on one Magic Mary O'Brien. We've heard Pat Paquette's reasons for this. He says it's two young athletes going toe-to-toe, and he wants to see them. May the best man win. What do you feel about this particular match?
Well, Pat Paquette can say what he wants, but Mario Bryant, he's a heck of an athlete. He's a heck of a professional wrestler. He's got a lot going for him. But he's no Brett McLeod. Not on any given day. I'm not going to say he's not good enough to lace Brett's boots, because we all know that's a lie. But
sure.
Brett will beat Magic Mario. There's no doubt in my mind. But it's not for the pound-for-pound title now, is it, Stickman?
No, it's not.
It's not what Brett deserves. It's not what we in the Insignia would consider any kind of compromise from Fat Dog Cat. Brett made his intentions clear. He wants his pound-for-pound title. It's his. He just hasn't actually secured it yet.
And sorry to interrupt you, but Pat Paquette did specifically say, actually, Brett McLeod is not even close to getting another pound-for-pound title shot. He's had to go back to the bottom of the ladder for his attack after the match on Crimson X during the last show. So according to Mr. Paquette, it's going to be a while before, if ever, before Brett McLeod gets another shot at that title.
So what Pat Paquette is really saying is, if you try to stand out in Mecha Pro Wrestling, then you get punished for it?
So that could well be. I don't know really what he's trying to say.
I mean, I'm not trying to play mind games here, but it all depends how you really twist the story now, doesn't it? And when you start to hear the Insignia side, Pat Paquette really does not look like Mr. Nice Guy.
Well, the fact remains, though, that Brett McLeod did attack Crimson X behind his back after the match. I mean, that's a given. That happened. That's on video. So how do you defend that?
What better way, what only way in this business to send a statement than to leave another guy laying flat in the center of the ring? As a champion, I remember leaving everybody laying flat in the center of the ring since I stepped foot in Mecha Pro Wrestling. But because I am who I am and fulfilled what I was supposed to do, I don't get punished. And a lot of people are like, well, Rhino's your punishment. I don't see Rhino as a punishment, because when I beat Rhino, and not to get off topic, but when I beat Rhino, that's just another chapter in the success story of Payton the Hellraiser. But Brett did the same thing I did. And because I'm the Mecha Pro champion and he's not, now he gets put further down the ladder.
I see. Okay. Well, unfortunately, you can't get any further than the bottom, but do you see Magic Mario as a good stepping stone, shall we say, to Brett McLeod starting to work his way back up towards contention?
I like that. Stepping stone. Yeah. Yeah. Mario Bryant is a stepping stone for Brett McLeod.
Okay.
All he is just another victim in this scenario.
Well, and speaking of victims, I guess you could say, we had a kind of a, no pun intended, but we had quite a shocker from Pat Paquette on our last show when he made the formal announcement that the Mecha Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions, KL Shock and Ray Steel, are going to have to face the Barbarians on May 2nd at the request of the Barbarians, actually, and for the title. And what are your feelings on that matchup?
Well, not to put another nail in Pat Paquette's coffin, I strictly remember before the last Mecha Pro show that wasn't Misery the Barbarian a commentator?
He was for a time, yes.
What would give Pat the idea that the Barbarians even deserve a shot at Shock and Steel's title? And just another example of, no offense to the Barbarians, because God knows I went to war with Damien to win my title.
Right.
But what has misery and what have the Barbarians done as a team in Mecca Pro Wrestling to deserve a title shot?
Well, they were involved in that four-way tag match, and as I recall seeing, there was some mention of the use of brass knuckles by Ray Steele on the Barbarians to actually win that title, if I'm not mistaken.
You can say whatever you want. I didn't specifically see brass knuckles, but, you know, that's hearsay. You know, innocent until proven guilty. I don't feel Steele and Shock are going to have any problems. And if you can see my face, there's a huge smile on it. Any problems taking care of the Barbarians, sending them back to whatever cave they came from for good.
So you don't, as we were talking about before, you don't see the tag champs having to face the Barbarians as any sort of punishment?
I just don't feel that the Barbarians should be the number one contenders. Why aren't the Hunks getting a rematch for their titles? Everybody knows in professional wrestling, but just because the Barbarians are the new Wonder Boys of Pat Paquette or the new hope to try to take down the Insignia, they all of a sudden get a title shot. I don't think it's punishment. I don't think Pat Paquette as an owner is doing anything but trying to provide great matches for the Mecca Pro fans. Don't get me wrong there. But the people he's putting in place to try to take out the Insignia are guys that are well-known guys to, let's just say, be buddy-buddy with Pat. So, already knowing that there's nobody in Mecca Pro that could hold a candle to me and take my belt, because I beat everybody. I beat Barbarians. I beat women. You can put a kid in there. I beat that kid's ass too, because that's my belt. It's just another face standing in front of me at every Mecca Pro championship match. And Shock and Steel are no different. You can put any two guys in there, and they will beat them. The Insignia will make sure we leave with all the gold we came with.
I can certainly understand your feelings. Now, I want to step away from talking the Insignia for a second, if I could. You wrestled Persephone Vice for that belt at one particular time, did you not?
Yes.
And she has been booked to face someone who's known as the Princess of Hardcore, Jules Malone, in the upcoming May 2nd show. I'd like to know your thoughts on that particular match.
Well, it's a well-known fact, even though I package pile drive Persephone Vice to keep my belt, that I hold her in high regard. I understand she's, let's just say, maybe a little acquainted with Pat Paquette and his side of things, but that's because of what her and Randy went through. Jules Malone, on the other hand, lives up to her name, and there's not a reason in the world that she could not beat Persephone Vice. But Persephone is tough. And I got to say, I think Persephone is going to come out on top on this one. She gave me a run for my money. And just going based off that, I think Persephone will beat Jules Malone. But that's going to be a match to watch.
Definitely, for sure. Now, we also talked, of course, about the Pound for Pound Championship earlier on, and Crimson X, the number one contender, gets his title shot against Derek Hamilton. Now, is there any either of those two that the Insignia would prefer to see holding that that trophy if the time comes that Brett McLeod gets his chance at it again?
Well, he's already proven he could leave Crimson X laying flat on his back. But Brett McLeod likes competition. That's why he's in the insignia. He thrives for it like the rest of us. He wants the best of the best. And no offense to Crimson X, but Derek Hamilton has been pound for pound champion. He was the first one. What better way to take that King of the Mountain role than have Brett McLeod beat Derek Hamilton? So as the insignia goes, competition-wise, what's best for business, Derek Hamilton needs to keep that. So when Brett McLeod beats him for it, it means more.
I see. Okay, so you'd rather see the more experienced champion keep his trophy?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
And I've wrestled both men, and I think Derek Hamilton will, I think he'll retain his pound for pound, but he's got to realize it's just because he's not wrestled Brett McLeod.
I see. Okay. Well, that's a very interesting side of things, and it's good to know. Now, is that your personal opinion, or is that the opinion of the insignia?
Like I said, competition-wise, and we think as a unit, we move as a unit, that is the insignia's way of thinking as it pertains to this match.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, do the insignia have any final words for the fans before this Saturday's show, May the 2nd?
Basically, don't be surprised when you leave disappointed when Payne beats Rhino, Quan Chain beats Joey Valentine. Our tag team champions, Shock and Steel, walk out with their belts. And Brett McLeod proves that magic isn't real.
Well, there you have it. Anything else to say to Pat Paquette before the show?
Pat, and this is directly to you, Pat. There's a reason why this show is called The House of Pain. There's a reason why Mecca Pro Wrestling has grown since I've been the champion. And there's a reason why on May 2nd, I'm sending Rhino's ass packing back to the WWE in pieces.
Well, I really don't know what to say to that. So I guess I'm going to say the only thing I can say. Thank you, Payne, for joining us again on the show. Thank you for sharing your opinions with us. And we look forward to seeing you go up against Rhino at the show on May 2nd.
Well, thank you very much, and it's always a pleasure.
And they stay there! And they say yeah! And they stay there!
Well, it certainly seems like it's going to be an exciting and a very intense weekend for MPW champ Payne the Hellraiser, for his fellow members in Insignia, and as a matter of fact, for everyone involved with the show, both behind the curtain and in the audience this weekend. So, again, thank you, Payne. Now it's time for a few words from some friends of the show.
A message from Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Looking to learn the art form of professional wrestling, if you want a place to go where everybody knows what they're doing, Body Slammers in Ottawa, Canada is the place to be. You can learn how to wrestle, you can learn how to bump, you can learn how to do anything you want in this profession. You want to be the best, Body Slammers is the place to go. Ottawa, Canada, that is your information center. Body Slammer, go there if you want to learn.
For more information on Body Slammers Pro Wrestling Gym, check out www.bodyslammerscanada.ca online or check out their group on Facebook.
Transport yourself back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury. They take you on a journey to the last old school generation to discuss pro wrestling, horror movies, and pop culture, all from South Street in Philadelphia. Past guests include the original on-screen Chucky and Gail, Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and more. Broadcasting at 5-4 Central on Geek Life Radio. Available on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher Radio, and for the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Take that trip back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury, a WLW Studios production.
Let's face the facts. You're just like us. You're the type of person that enjoys heavy metal music, professional wrestling, a cognac every once in a while. That means you get blackout drunk. So we did you a favor by creating a show called Neckbreaker Podcast, which celebrates and discusses the greater things in life, the finer things in life.
Wrestling headlines, metal news, and guest interviews while your hosts and guests slam drinks. We've already interviewed Eric Bischoff, Fit for an Autopsy, Power Glove, pro wrestler Brian Fury, and many more. New episodes premiere every 2 weeks on Neckbreaker.net, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and on the Shining Wizards Network. Or if you're really lazy, just follow our drunk updates on Facebook and Twitter at NB Podcast. Cheers! And beers.
And ooh.
This is the impact player, Mr. Phil Rea, from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, and you're listening to Apex Radio on the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey everyone, JJ Piedra here, and I'm inviting you to check out Pulse In Radio. If you're into video games, technology, anime, or anything geek culture, Pulse In Radio has you covered. You can visit us at pulseinradio.com, follow us on Twitter at pulsein, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/pulseinradio. Be sure to check us out, and Godspeed.
Hey guys, this is Overweight Larry, and I'm just curious. Do you like professional wrestling? Well, I do. And when I want to hear about the good, the bad, and the ups and the downs, I tune into my friends at the Shining Wizards Podcast. They know everything about everything, and if they don't, well, they just make it up. It's actually kind of funny. Sometimes when I like to listen, I put my headphones on, I close my eyes, and the sweet sound of their full voices just puts me in a happy place. Shining Wizards is on the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Please tune in, because even when wrestling's bad, these guys are still pretty damn good. Tune in for some wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling.
Now, once again, it's time for the Indie News. This act just gets cooler every time. Well, folks, again, another short one. Saturday, May 2nd, this Saturday, May 2nd, at the Agora Center, 301 McConnell Street in Cornwall, Ontario, Mecha Pro Wrestling presents House of Pain, featuring WWE, ECW, TNA, and ROH and NXT, excuse me, superstar Rhino, taking on the heavyweight champion, he's not taking on the belt, he's taking on the guy who wears the belt, Pain, as we talked about in our earlier interview with the man himself. Tickets are $15 pre-order, $20 at the door, $50 for a family pack. Where you can get your tickets, all the places are going to be listed on the event page, which I'll post on the AWE page a little later on. The card, of course, the Persephone Vice taking on Jules Malone. It's going to be an interesting match. These two ladies are going to vie to see who is the more dominant female in Mecha Pro Wrestling. Mecha Pro's resident Amazon, Persephone Vice, or the Princess of Hardcore, Jules Malone. The Pound for Pound Championship, Crimson X, number one contender via that three-way match in our last show, Mecha Pro's last show, is taking on the champion, Derek Hamilton, and we're going to see if he can wrest trophy away from Derek Hamilton once and for all. As was mentioned previously, Joey Valentine was going to be taking on an opponent of Randy Barry's choosing, the one proviso being that said opponent could not be a member of the Insignia. So who did Randy Barry pick? None other than the Asian Nightmare, Quan Chang. It's going to be quite a challenge for Joey Valentine. We'll have to see how he does. And, of course, Randy Barry's going to be in Quan Chang's corner, so, you know, it's certainly, well, there's certainly going to be some interesting consequences in that match. Let's put it that way. Magic Mary O'Brien taking on Insignia member Brett McLeod. Again, you got two young, hungry athletes who are looking to climb up the ladder and vie for that pound-for-pound championship, and this is a good chance for both of them to show management exactly what they can do. The Axeman Dekker LeDuc is taking on, well, someone who's more so made a name for himself in the hardcore realm, but we're going to see what kind of a beating he can dish out to the resident Axeman of Mecha Pro Wrestling, Mr. Jesse Amato. Is going to be fighting Mr. Dekker LeDuc this Saturday, and that should be a good one to see as well. Damian Styles, recently come out of retirement, is going to be taking on Catalyst. Again, two tag team specialists are going to be going in singles action, and we're going to see how that turns out. And speaking of tag teams going in singles action, Dino, one half of the former Mecha Pro Wrestling tag champs, the Incredible Hunks, it's going to be taking on CJ Felony, one half of one of Mecha Pro Wrestling's foremost tag teams, Total Devastation. Both of these individuals are cunning. Both of these individuals are ring veterans. They've both wrestled for a good number of years. Should make for a very interesting match, folks. The Mecha Pro tag team title is going to be on the line. The champions, Ray Steele and KL Shock of the Insignia, are going to be taking on the Barbarians, as was announced on our show last week. The Barbarians are not exactly happy with the way that the four-way championship match on the last Mecha Pro show turned out. They could be looking for a little payback. Maybe, possibly, I don't know. Going to be intriguing to see if Steel and Shock can hold on to those titles or if the Barbarians are going to get the win and the belts. And, of course, the big main event, as we mentioned, the Mecha Pro Wrestling Heavyweight title is on the line. Pain, the Hellraiser, the Mecha Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, member of the Insignia, is going to be taking on Rhino. The Rhino from WWE, recently from NXT. He's no lightweight, folks, that's for sure. And this is going to be a battle of two bulls slamming heads together in the ring. I, for one, can't wait to see it. I'm sure you guys can't either. So hurry up and get your tickets because there's only a few left. And if you don't hurry, you're going to miss out. And if you miss out, you're going to be very, very sorry. Trust me. Don't forget, folks, I'd be more than happy to mention your show, your independent wrestling show, right here in the Apex Wrestling Show. All you got to do is send me your info. I need the info. You can either email it to me at apexwrestlingentertainment@gmail.com, apexwrestlingentertainment@gmail.com, or you can shoot a message to apexwrestlingentertainment-awe on Facebook. I'm here. I want to promote your show. I need the info. Send it to me, and I'd be more than happy to tell the folks about it. Well, good people, kind people, faithful listeners, and those who aren't so faithful, that's it for another auspicious episode of the Apex Radio Show. Check us out again next time, because we love having you here, we love talking to you, and we love bringing you some great people to listen to. Before we close this down for another episode, I just want to give a special thanks to our awesome guest for today, the Mecha Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Pain the Hellraiser. Thanks, Pain. Always a pleasure. Please don't hurt me. I'm gone. I'm done. I gotta go see if I can scratch me up some wild honey.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Well, I'm good. Just give me a minute.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Wow.
Why, old honey, makes me feel like twice the man I used to be. It don't take but a crack to crumble a kingdom. Don't take but a queen to make that kingdom come. I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. I'm the one who's gonna get all the fun done. To see that is the way wild honey is supposed to be. Wild honey, wild honey, wild honey, wild honey. Well, it don't take but a crack to crumble a kingdom. Don't take but a queen to make that kingdom come. I'm a jack of all trades, a master of funk. Well, I'm the one who's gonna get all the fun done.